from a duct-taped mouth to protest signs, people against the hiring of former Conservative MP James Moore as the University of Northern British Columbia's Chancellor showed up to a university board meeting today. The CBC's Andrew Curiata was there, and he is with us now from Prince George. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What was it like there today? What was the scene?
Well, I mean, it was a relatively early meeting, 9 a.m. up at the university, and I walked into the Senate chambers, and you have the board seated on one end of the room. It's sort of lowered down, and so then there's the gallery up above it, and up above them there's about 24 people sitting there in the gallery. Most of them were professors and staffs, and they were holding signs that said things like, "Science, we don't need your stinking science," and "Don't muzzle me." One professor had duct tape over his mouth, and another was wearing a t-shirt with a picture of James Moore crossed out and the hashtag #TakeBackUNBC. So obviously these were people who were not happy about James Moore being the chancellor of UNBC.
Yeah, remind us how we got here. How did this all happen?
Well, basically what happened is the Board of Governors announced late last year that they had chosen a new chancellor of the university, and that it was James Moore, a UNBC alumni and very recently a Conservative cabinet minister. He just stepped down after the election was called last summer, and even then he was still active in Stephen Harper's campaign. And some opponents to this decision point out that Moore was still a sitting cabinet minister when the nomination for chancellor closed, so they wonder how it is he would even qualify since he was an active politician at the time. But opponents also say the values that James Moore and his government held ran counter to a school that calls itself Canada's Green University. Professors and students point out that the Conservatives didn't always have the best relationship with scientists working on climate change or with Indigenous Canadians or with arts, all things that the university community prides itself on. And so they really question why he was chosen, what his qualifications are, since he hasn't held a lot of other roles aside from politician.
And who is all questioning this? Who's in the opposition? You mentioned some of the professors are.
Yeah, well, we have professors, we have students, we have community members. Formerly, though, we have the UNBC Faculty Association, most university senators, and the UNBC Graduate Student Society. The grad and undergrad student societies actually sent out a survey to their members asking if they should take a position on James Moore. And it's worth pointing out that only a couple hundred of students out of thousands of them returned those surveys. But of those who did, the vast majority said they opposed the choice. The undergrad society decided to simply put those results out there and not take a formal position. But the grad society did write a letter to the Board of Governors raising their concerns.
Why all the fuss? I mean, the chancellor is more of a figurehead anyways, isn't he?
I mean, he is. It's not like he'd be making big decisions about the future of the university. But one of the key roles of the chancellor is to be that figurehead. It is a symbolic thing. What does the university stand for? And another big role that he plays is on stage at convocation, those graduation ceremonies. He stands there and he shakes people's hands. And a couple of professors told me they've heard from colleagues who refuse to share a stage with James Moore if this appointment goes ahead. Ross Hoffman is the chair of First Nation Studies at the university. He says he worries that he would be one of maybe just three or four professors who actually show up to convocation on this big day with parents and community members. So he begged the board to reconsider the decision because he worries it's pulling the university apart and would look very bad publicly if there was kind of an empty stage come convocation.
What about the other side? Is anyone out there singing his praises?
Well, obviously the Board of Governors, since they made the decision, and so far they show no sign of changing their minds. Board Chair Ryan Matheson says he's been contacted by many people in favor of the decision, and he believes Moore will play a key role in fundraising and recruiting new students, particularly students from the Lower Mainland, because Moore actually lives there and he served there as an MP. And it's worth pointing out that James Moore, as I said, is a UNBC alumni. He graduated from the political science program at just around the same time as he was elected. So there's a lot of pride around the fact that this young Northern grad was rising in the ranks from opposition to government to senior cabinet minister on a federal level. And it's worth pointing out that Prince George is still a conservative and conservative area of the province. The Conservatives are popular here. So even though there's this loud amount of protesting, it is possible that there's a silent majority who support or are cheering for this.
Mm-hmm. And the university, for its part, what does it say?
Well, as I said, the Board of Governors continues to stand by the appointment that was reiterated once again today. Matheson says he's heard the concerns. He hopes to address them in the future, but it seems they are moving forward with the appointment. And ultimately, this is a Board of Governors decision. The Senate, the professors, the students, they can all voice their opposition, but that's about all they can do is voice that opposition. And the Board of Governors doesn't change their mind, then this is what happens.
And has anyone heard from James Moore himself on this?
Well, from James Moore himself, he did actually have a meeting with some university students late last year when this controversy was around. He was on our program as well. He says that politics is behind him. He wants to move ahead and help the university. He's eager. It's where he got his start, this community, and he wants to help out. So he does want to do it, although we haven't heard too much from him as this controversy has been going further and further.
Mm-hmm. So anything next to this story, or it's a done deal now?
I mean, he isn't chancellor yet because he doesn't officially take the role until May. It's possible he could decide that he doesn't want to take on this position amidst all the controversy. It's possible that the board would change its mind. More likely, though, there's another Senate meeting in February, so we can expect to find out what the next move from Senate is. Then there's been talk of having a vote of non-confidence in the Board of Governors, although that would be largely symbolic anyways.
Okay, Andrew, thanks for the update.
No problem.
Andrew Kiriata is with our CBC Prince George Bureau. Now, if you want to see photos of that protest, you can head to our website, cbc.ca/bc,